All right, we're back. Thank you to our sponsors.
Yes, sir. The Chart House Music Group. Y'all know what it is, man. Thank you to the Chart House Music Group for sponsoring the Levels Podcast and for always being there. You know, they pay the bills, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we keep bringing y'all good content, excuse me. And thank all of y'all for continuing to watch, man, and continue to mess with us, man. You know, the Levels family is growing and growing, and we appreciate y'all. We're going to keep bringing y'all the best content ever. We are currently in Atlanta, Georgia. We're still here.
Salute Atlanta.
Having a great time. Salute Atlanta. Atlanta, we love you. All the way from Baltimore. Y'all are almost just like us, but you have a different accent.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
They support a little more, though.
Where we're staying looks a lot like West Baltimore. I'm just saying.
Char House got to do better.
Shout out to this crib. This crib is dope, though.
Crib is dope. We pulled up, though. Like,
definitely in the motherfucking hood. You heard me, dummy.
For sure.
We definitely in the hood, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, this shit is like Atlanta.
For sure.
But it's good fried fish and all that kind of shit running around here, though. So mm-hmm. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of fucking Atlanta women are around here. Like, this shit is crazy out here. So shout out to Atlanta for all of the great sites. And you can look.
Okay.
Shout out to Atlanta for all of the great sights and the you know what I'm saying, having the good food. Appreciate y'all.
Great peaches.
Yeah, you said what?
Great peaches.
You gonna get more trouble for saying that than anything.
Great peaches.
All right.
Georgia peaches.
All right, because that's what. Yeah. All right, yo. I'm gonna end this one right now. You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna drag me down that rabbit hole, bro. We have had some great interviews. Shout out to everybody that's interviewed with the Levels Podcast.
Sure.
We really appreciate y'all for, you know what I'm saying, gracing our platform, you know what I'm saying, and giving our listeners something to, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, to hear. What else is good, though?
Man, I can't even front, bro.
We did not get a chance to get into the studio.
We did not get in the studio.
We were supposed to have been in the studio.
We were supposed to be in the studio.
Thanks.
I reached out to a couple studios.
Right.
A couple didn't answer. Right. Couple were booked.
Atlanta Studio, step y'all game up, man. Like, seriously, bro.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? One thing about Atlanta, there are no good producers in Atlanta.
I don't know anybody that makes beats in Atlanta.
Shit is ridiculous. Honestly. I mean, I'm just saying.
How can Atlanta not have any producers?
They have some, but it's like, you either really, really famous or, you know what I'm saying? You trash. Like, it's just weird about Atlanta.
Oh, especially female producers. I haven't seen one yet.
I don't know any. Like, I mean, I looked all over Instagram. I couldn't find any. Shit is, I mean, honestly, it's pretty embarrassing.
Why can't they have not one female producer? Like
how, yo? How? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of ridiculous. But anyway, since we couldn't find anybody that was an actual female producer, what we did was we kind of were riding down Cascade. And, you know, we figured local Atlanta person, hey, come on in, get on the podcast.
Hey, facts. You should have saw her face when we were saying there's no producers.
She was out there selling peaches.
No comment.
Hey, yo. Facts. She got money.
It's the peach state.
Welcome to the Levels Podcast. Polka.beats.
She was a good sport. You should have saw her face.
She was a really good sport. She didn't really know what was happening at first.
I truly didn't. But
she didn't know what was happening
at first.
But then she came mm-hmm. back and she was like, wait a minute, what? Like, so, no. Appreciate you for being here.
Thank
you know what I'm saying?
Thank you guys for having me, seriously.
No doubt.
New York's own. Atlanta. Yes.
Atlanta's own now.
I was born in Brooklyn.
You Atlanta's own.
How long
you've
been here?
A long time.
How long you been here?
Almost 16 years.
Atlanta's
man, get the
own.
Fuck out of here, man. You don't even know nobody in Brooklyn
facts.
No more.
Damn.
You don't even know nobody in Brooklyn no more.
Yes, I do. My whole family lives out there. What you
that
talking
about? That don't count.
How?
None of the homies. You know any of the homies? You don't know nobody outside no more. 16
Not
years?
Really.
That's a long ass time. You from Atlanta.
On the brim of her bucket hat, it says, forever I love Atlanta.
It does.
Edit that out. No, I'm sorry.
She is from Atlanta. Brooklyn. You lost one.
For sure.
Oh, dude, I love Atlanta.
Sorry. Nah, seriously though, man. Nah, Atlanta has been super dope.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Polka from New York City, Brooklyn, New York.
Yep.
Now in Atlanta. How does that happen?
Woo. Coming out of college. I actually went to college in Florida. Mm. So that's a little unknown fact. I went to FAU for a little bit and then moved back to Brooklyn because I was partying too hard and I was a straight A student and I failed.
Wow.
So you got a taste of freedom and just went crazy.
Yeah, one of those good girls going bad type of situations. So I moved back to Brooklyn and my mom and my dad got pregnant with twins. Mind you, I was 20 years old with no siblings.
Oh, wow. So now you're 20 with like babies.
Yes. So the whole plan was not to raise the kids, well, excluding me, in New York. Like, let's move to Atlanta. There's more space. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper and all that good stuff. Right. So we're going to come down here and
I gotta just turn my thing off. I'm sorry. Yeah. Pardon me, y'all. I just got to turn off my whatchamacallit.
And just make a life for ourselves. And
yeah.
Bought a house and forced me to come. I did not want to come out here.
Oh, wow.
I did not want to leave my people in New York.
That's what's up. Okay. Why not? I mean, this is, you said you're 20 something at that point, right?
Ooh, y'all giving my age away.
No, I ain't saying when.
At this point, I was about 20.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
So why didn't you want to leave your people?
Because it's my people. I grew up in Brooklyn. You know, I went to college in Florida, but a lot of people, I don't really care about the Florida scene, but you know. Yeah. It was my people. Like, my family, everything I knew was there, and I did not know not one soul in Georgia.
So why did y'all choose Georgia?
The cost of living, you know what I mean?
Makes sense.
The space.
Makes sense.
I don't know about the education part, because that part, like, I don't know.
Okay. No, but that makes sense,
They say
though.
Georgia schools are pretty trash.
Right. Oh, really? There's some counties that's trash.
Okay. See, I didn't know that either. Yeah. All right, so everybody decides to come here. So,
right.
Did they come here? Are they here too?
Yeah, they live in Fayetteville, Georgia.
In Fayetteville?
Yep.
Okay.
They live about 20 minutes away from me.
Gotcha. So you came down, you're 20 something. Do you go back to college?
Yep. Went to Clayton State.
And majored in what?
Business.
Okay. I mean, why do you say to business?
Well, I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Okay.
And that didn't work out. They didn't have that major, so I went to college for business.
Oh, okay.
Major switch.
Right. So then, should we start with the fitness?
Ooh.
Yeah, that would be the beginning.
Yeah, let's start with the fitness.
That would be the beginning, right?
Before the beach. Yeah, let's start with fitness.
How does the fitness come into play? When and how does fitness come into this whole scenario?
All right, so I guess backstory. I grew up a tomboy. So I used to play sports. I actually had a scholarship to play college soccer.
Okay.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? A little West Indian thing, you know?
Right.
But I've foregone it and decided to stick with the fitness part.
Okay.
But honestly, I was not taking care of myself. When I moved down here, I was like not sleeping, just doing artwork for people, just going crazy with
and
it.
And grinding.
Yeah. Right. And unfortunately, my brakes got pumped in a major way. Mm. I got into a serious car accident, and it turned everything around. And that's when I really got back into the core of my fitness.
Okay.
And whatnot. Which, I got a little thick moving down here, but I was like, you know.
So you started the fitness thing in New York?
I was playing sports in New York. I used to play basketball growing up, and I played soccer, but I got really good at soccer. I was like Tri-State area's top, one of their top left wings.
Okay. And then when you got down here,
it all cut off.
The accident. I mean, you weren't really into it that much. And then
no sports at all. Just went straight on into artwork. I'm like, I'm left-handed, so everything artistic under the sun, I do.
So you're a creator.
Yes.
Yeah. So I got a quick question.
Yes.
You say you got a soccer scholarship.
Yes.
But you turned it down. What made you turn it down?
Mm. I had educational scholarships as well.
Okay.
And I did not want to commit to that because in New York, I used to get harassed on the way home from games because I was good. So I used to have females getting on buses and following me to my block. And I did not want that harassment going forward.
It was like a bullying thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I was really good. And
what? That's crazy.
I had people try to injure me. I had a cousin that was on the opposing team She did not let the coach know. Crazy story. The coach told the players to injure me.
Wow.
And she had to report it because it was like, he doesn't know that that's my cousin.
Right, right.
So, yeah, it's been...
Damn, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
So you come down to Atlanta. If you don't mind telling me, how did the accident happen? You don't have to go into crazy detail, but, you know, what happened?
You can ask me anything pertaining to it. In April of 08, I used to, like I said, do artwork for people. So things like your backdrop and whatnot, I used to just paint that on people's walls. I used to paint on clothing. I just was my own business owner thing.
Right, okay.
And I drove around. I didn't sleep at night, and I did not sleep for 3 nights.
Mm-hmm.
One of my friends came down from Florida, one of my college friends, and said, hey, let's meet up tonight. It's my sister's birthday, and I was like, well, I didn't sleep in the last 3 days. If you call me by 10 o'clock tonight,
right,
and I'm not asleep, I'm going to come.
I'm going to go. Okay.
All right. Had my first car. 9:58, this man called me. It was right before 10. I started to fall asleep on the couch, and he called me. So I got up, walked out the house, got in the car, started to drive downtown Atlanta. One thing that never happened, my check engine light popped up.
Oh.
I got a little bit scared because I've never had a car. I've never had a check engine light.
Right.
All these alarms.
Mm-hmm.
Driving on 285, and I look up, I kid you not, there is a sign overhead that's set to turn around.
Mm-hmm.
If not, and I was just like, turn around? What? Kept going. So I went to meet up with the guy and his sister, and I want to say I was there for maybe 2 hours. Get in my car, and as soon as I got in my car, I fell asleep before I even turned the ignition on.
Oh, wow.
So he tells me, and funny, I was with him last week. He tells me that he hits me and was like, you know what? And no, I was not drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He tells me, yo, you got to sleep. You got to sleep.
Right.
Let me sit in the car with you. I was like, nah, I'm going to blast my beats, turn the window down.
As everybody else does, most people try to do.
Cold air and the loud music.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go. So I just turned on my stuff and I started to go down to apparently the wrong part of 285.
Oh.
And I fell off of a bypass. At this point, I'm sleeping. So I fell off the bypass and was not wearing a seatbelt. My head went under the dashboard, and the rest of my body was outside of the driver's window. So I broke my C5, 6, and 7 vertebrae.
Damn.
Yeah. And at this point, all of these details came from the person that found me.
Okay.
he got some help for me, and apparently by the time the paramedics came... Because he thought I was dead. He said there was blood dripping up my face because at this point I'm upside down. And I was completely still. But he managed to get my phone, which was in the car, and he called his number. This is how, to this day, like, I've never met him, by the way. Yeah.
Wow.
This is how he was able to find out if I was alive or not. So he gets my phone, calls his phone, throws it back in the car. And... apparently, by the time I was in the ambulance, I flatlined.
Mm-hmm.
And none of this, of course, I remember.
All right, okay.
And I was resuscitated, but I still was unconscious until probably like 2 days later.
Wow. Yeah, shout out to the Good Samaritan and
help. Yeah, because,
had he not done that, who knows?
Who knows what would happen,
By the way... he only stopped because he saw a mattress on the road, the side of the road, and he saw my car on fire.
Oh,
so my car
shit.
Was on fire as well.
While you were,
it's a limo driver. Man. It was prom season, so in Atlanta, proms are around between January and April.
Angels are real. I'm telling you.
Yes.
That is crazy.
He was
going
out the fire in the car, and he saw my legs hanging out the window. That's how he discovered me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is something else, man.
I woke
Shout
up
out
a quadriplegic.
So you woke up quadriplegic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
feeling nothing but my face.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Is family here there at this point? Like, you wake up, is family there? Do they know
what's
going on?
At the time, I was still living with my parents. And they thought it was weird that I did not come home.
Okay.
They called my phone, apparently, like, several times, and they were able to retrieve my cell phone and called the house, you know, back when the answer machines were popping. Oh, right.
Okay.
And I heard the... Months later, when I got out of the hospital, I heard the voice message because they saved it. It was like, your daughter is in critical condition. She may or may not make it right about now, but if you get here.
Yeah, they said that on the voice
message. My mom definitely fainted.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah, I heard the story. She fainted. Wow. But got in that car and sped her butt down to Grady Hospital. Yeah. Shout out to Grady.
Shout out to Grady Hospital.
It's kind of like in Brooklyn, Killer County.
Right.
They save you with traumatic experiences, right. But don't stay there.
Don't stay.
Don't.
Shout out to them, man. Nah, they saved. So, you said you woke up 2 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at this point, and this is all important because we're going to get to this, right? Quadriplegic. That means you can't feel anything but your face. You can't move your arms, your legs.
Nothing.
You're
paralyzed completely.
My voice was as deep as yours.
Yeah. How long did that last? And what was the rehabilitation like?
For one thing, because I shattered so much parts of my spine, they tried to put a halo on my head and not have to go through surgically and just like realign my spine, but it didn't work. So they had no choice but to take pieces of bone graft out of the back of my hip and 6 titanium screws and... It's like a 14-hour surgery and basically screw my neck back together. Wow. And with that, they did not, they didn't plan on me being, you know, able to do anything. It was just to align my neck. It's like, you're already paralyzed. We're just trying to make sure your neck is straight.
Yeah.
So I was able to, I want to say like about a month later, I was able to actually move my upper body, but it was like, you're absolutely paralyzed at this point. You know, shout outs to you moving your hands and everything, but you're done.
Yeah.
So, weird story. At this point, I'm in the hospital for about a month after my surgery and everything, and a white woman that looks like Ellen DeGeneres was on the wrong floor and came into my room by mistake. She was looking for somebody else. She was like, God must have sent me in here because I was supposed to be seeing somebody else. And I was like, well, what do you need? She was like, wait a minute, are you paralyzed? I said, I don't ever want to say I am. I've never said I was until after I walked again.
Right.
I was like, I'm not going to say that. And she was like, that's the thinking I need. I was like, why? What's up? She said, I represent a place named Shepherd Center. It's a real, like, that's where Christopher Reeve did his recovery.
Oh, sure. Yeah, okay.
And that's right by Lenox Mall. So she was like, I'm going to get you out of here tomorrow. Because I was in the dark.
What?
Literally in the dark in the room. They didn't turn the TV on. They treated me so horribly.
That's crazy.
I had bed sores.
Yeah, wow.
So she just happened to come in my room. And she was like, I'm going to get you out of here by tomorrow. It's like, you're right. She made phone calls.
Right.
She got me airlifted out of there.
Wow. That's what's up, man.
Day.
So where's mom and dad at this point?
They was coming in. Every single day they would come.
They
didn't really want my brothers at the time. I have twin brothers. Yeah. They were too small.
They were little. Yeah.
Right. So after visiting hours, they would take the lights off, take the TV off, and leave me alone for the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So when that woman walked in the room and got me out of there.
Right.
Blessing.
Shout out. Was that two angels for you right now?
Yeah.
All right. I got a question.
Yep.
While you were going through that, I mean, if you can remember back then, in your mind, did you think that you would never walk again? Or in your mind, did you like, nah, I'm going to beat this. I don't care what they say.
I was in disbelief that I couldn't feel my legs. Like, so my mom never even said it to me. When she came in every day, she would not say I was paralyzed. Like, when the doctor said, close your eyes real quick, and it was like, what am I doing? And I'm like, tell me when you're doing something. Mm. He said, open your eyes. He was literally punching my legs.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. But for some reason, I just refused to believe I'm paralyzed.
Okay.
Right.
So in dealing with it, It took a lot of my mother, to be honest with you.
Okay.
She's one that says you gotta walk by faith, not by sight. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Right. for real.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I got to this Shepherd Center, the rehabilitation center, they were very positive. They was like, you know, even if you don't walk, mm-hmm. we're gonna make sure that you have the most successful rehabilitation there is possible.
That's what's mm-hmm. up. Shout out to the school.
Right. Absolutely. So Mom Dukes used to come in every day.
Right.
And I can't believe I'm saying this. She would read the Bible to me every single day, right?
Word.
While I'm laying down. And she was like, when I'm not
Shout
here.
Shout out to Mama, man.
For sure. She was like, when I'm down.
Yeah. She said, when I'm not here, talk to your body. Talk to your body and command your body to work.
Right.
It's powerful.
Nah, that's powerful, man. Yeah. C.T. Fletcher says the exact same thing.
Speak it into existence.
It's like,
man.
Yo, you talk to your body. You tell your body what it's going to do. That's crazy.
And I remember I was laying on, I had my hospital bed, well, my rehab bed, and there was a sheet that separated me from the other patient. The other patient was like a 50-year-old white woman. Mm. And her mother, who was like 70 at the time, would like turn, open the curtain and was like, what are you doing? And my mom was like, I'm telling her to speak to her body, and I'm reading the Bible to her. She was like, I'm going to do that as well. I promise you, one day, it's a Saturday morning, I'm laying down, and I'm looking at my legs, and I was like, all right, guys, at least my feet. You got to move.
Yeah.
Move. And I saw my toes move.
Get the fuck out of here.
I kid you not.
That's like
kid you not.
Beatrice Kiddo, bro. That's some Beatrice Kiddo shit. You ever seen Kill Bill?
Yes.
It's just like in Kill Bill. That's exactly what happened. You know what I'm saying? Kiddo over here for real. That's
I kid
crazy.
You not. I kid you not. Like, I haven't told a lot of people this, but...
Yeah.
And when I saw it move, I was like, okay. I got really excited. So right. The doctor comes in, like, an hour later, and I was like, my toes moved. You know what he told me?
What?
It's an involuntary nervous reaction. Your nerves are damaged. It's involuntary. Yeah. I said,
hater ass.
Move.
You's a fucking hater. Right. You's a hater, Doc. Sorry.
I said, I'm going to get it to move.
Right.
It's like, no. I kept doing it. And my mom came in like a week later and was like, do it again. And she saw it. It was a wrap after that.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I kid you not. Like, my whole process was very quick after that. Once I started moving my feet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the hospital was like, how is she doing that? And I actually stood up for the first time.
What?
Like,
amazing, right?
Man.
That's crazy, bro. That's a crazy man. No, shout out to you, the strength that it takes to even go through something like that in the first place and then to come out of it. So we're at you walking.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you remember the white lady I was telling you about?
Right.
She had a worse injury than me. She followed the exact same steps I did, and that woman walks to this day.
Wow, that's crazy. Shout out to Mom. Mom, you're out here healing the world.
Believing in prayer.
Yeah.
They got it done.
Like,
Mom,
dude, if I was about to not believe
Mama
before,
Dot.
Yeah.
Mama Dot is out here healing the world. Sure. You heard me. Yeah. That's what's up, man. So now, Mama Dot gets you back on your feet,
mm-hmm.
literally.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
When does Polka Dot Beats start?
Let's take a quick break, bro. And then we're going to get in.
Dun, dun, dun. Good
and
job,
then we'll
bro.
Get into
really?
Polka Dot Beats.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that, your way of having good timing or something? I don't want to end it that way.
We have perfect timing, bro. We're the Levels Podcast.
No, I don't like the way you came in there perfectly like, dun, 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 on the next episode. Like, all right. All right, we'll be right back on the Levels Podcast.
Yes, sir.
You are now tuned in to the Levels Podcast, brought to you in part by the Chart House Music Group. For all your music promotion, marketing strategies, and career branding needs, we in the house, the Chart House Music Group.
And we are back on the Levels Podcast. Yes, thank you to our sponsors, the Chart House Music Group. We're back. I don't know about you.
Hmm.
I almost cried. I was this close.
That's why we had to take a break, man.
No, but yo, listen.
We had to wipe all the tears.
Don't tell me. Guys, come here for a second. Hold on a second. So, yo, I really, like, I was like this close, bro. Seriously.
Yeah, me too.
very unprofessional.
I had one right here. That's why, yeah. I went like this.
No, that's what I had. It was coming down, and I said, I just sucked it back in. I was like, get back in there, nigga. Went back in.
I'm glad you did. But yo, one more thing.
Yeah. What's up?
Our executive producer is now fired.
Yo, he's fired.
He came down here
empty-handed as fuck.
Empty-handed
as fuck.
With no drinks.
In front of a guest.
In front of the guest. Family.
Guys, we're sorry. What do y'all think, man? Right underneath this video, or if you're watching on Spotify, comment whether or not we should keep James around.
Keep James around.
Should we keep James around?
Just let us know, man. All right. Everybody. So, Poker, what we just talked about there. So after the accident, you are now on your feet. You are now walking.
Yeah. Did not have full ability to use my hands, though.
Okay.
Part of my injury affected my nerves and my hands. So I was only able to use my thumb and my index finger. So I had to have electric, like, shock therapy to open them back up.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now here's where it gets amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Through all that.
Yeah.
Regaining the use of your entire body, just about, right?
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
How is Poker the Dot Beats born? Like, what?
Where did the name come from first?
Facts.
The dumbest story. Facts. I was always K-Dot because my name is Keisha.
Okay.
Such a typical Brooklyn 80s baby name, but...
Right.
I'm Keisha.
Okay.
Hey, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha.
How are you guys?
Nice to meet you.
But I made a beat because I started making beats before my accident, but I was not the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just wanted to do it because I grew up listening to Timbaland and Swiss Beats. And Pharrell and Missy, they
Shout
were like,
out Virginia.
They were my favorites.
Yeah. Right.
What? Missy especially, like, to know that she's produced her own. And to be in a male-dominated world. I was like, when I was growing up, I would listen to the song, but I was not really listening to the words.
Yeah.
I would just be listening to the beat. So I'm like, damn, how do they do that? So a friend of mine brought me a Fruity Loops CD and told me to load it.
The crack version.
Yes.
For sure. That's how everybody
like
got started.
Like FL5 or something, six something. And I was just like, what the hell is this? And I asked people to teach me that are producers. They told me no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that's teachable. I was like, screw it. So I just started making some little beats. When I got out the hospital and I started walking again, the first thing I did, I made a beat that's very simple. That was around the time when Amelie came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that type of and threw the 808s in there. And then I was like, I'm getting in the booth. No one, I ain't no damn rapper. But I felt like doing it because at the time,
right.
This is how Poker was born, by the way, because I was K-Dot.
Oh, okay.
At the time.
Right. Wait, what?
I was K-Dot. I was K-Dot at the time, just Keisha.
You were K-Dot first.
Yes. Because I didn't really have a name for myself.
So where did Dot come from?
It was K-Dot. I don't know why.
So he stole your name.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick stole your name.
You're the first K-Dot.
I totally forgot about
that. You are the first K-Dot. History has just been made.
Top Dog. Lawsuit coming, baby.
Lawsuit coming.
No. But I just
Kendrick,
wanted, I didn't know.
On your ass.
I didn't know. I was trying to find the perfect name. At one point on MySpace, I called myself a millionaire heart. Like,
oh, I'm glad you cut that.
A millionaire heart.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm glad. Oh my.
That was horrible. I didn't feel
I'm
it.
I'm so glad
did
you did not use
it.
That name.
Yeah, y'all finding out some shit today.
Yo.
Embarrassing shit.
A million what?
We've done this
millionaire
before.
Millionaire heart.
We've done this before. I had
first name
horrible.
Amelia, last name Nearheart. So it's like a millionaire heart.
And she would have to explain that every time. Like, yo, a millionaire heart, you know?
Hey,
look at how Joe's looking at me.
Hey, yeah, we about to end this interview, bro. I'm gonna head out.
Hey, yo.
I'm just telling you, it was
a millionaire heart.
It was garbage juice.
Oh, we know.
Hey, yo. Wowzers. Wasn't expecting to hear that.
You needed
bro.
Better friends in your life.
Wasn't expecting to hear that, bro.
I did that on my own. I didn't tell nobody. A millionaire heart.
Air heart.
On MySpace. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So a millionaire heart. Then what?
I'm glad they shut down MySpace. Then what? Yeah.
Right.
So I made that beat and I was like, I'm getting in the booth. Not with that name.
Not with that name. Yo, it's a millionaire
exactly.
heart.
Exactly.
You can't
exactly.
rhyme that with nothing.
No. So.
A millionaire heart.
A millionaire heart. Heart.
I got
a millionaire heart.
The end. Like, the end.
I'm going to shop my
that.
Cart.
I don't
store.
Know what I was thinking. I don't know what I
want
was
more.
Thinking.
Okay, so. Whew. All right, so millionaire heart goes in the booth.
Right. Which is. Pretty close to here. It's off Old National. I went to my boy, Tampa Boy. Shout out to him.
Shout out, Tampa Boy.
Hello, brother. I went to his studio, and I let him hear the beat. He was like, this is slapping.
Okay. Because
at this point, I'm like reinventing myself. I had use of my fingers again. Pause, I guess. Pause on pause.
Nah, you don't have pause. To.
Your try to do my thing, and I made the beat, and he was like, that's fire. I was like, I want to get on it. I don't care. So... I went in the booth, he turns on the beat, and I just started freestyling. I was like, give me some auto-tune. This was 2008.
Okay.
Not judge me.
So you made T-Pain too then?
Right. No, this is around that time when auto-tune was big, and I just started freestyling, and I said something, and he stopped the beat. He paused it, and I was like, I'm filling, and he stopped it. I was like, in these blank spots. Call me Mrs. Polka Dot. Call me Mrs. She is hot.
All feeling it. Oh, yeah. Bars, bitch.
Okay. So when I said that, I was like, I actually like that. And I like polka dots. And that's when I became Polka Dot from a freestyle because he stopped the beat.
About filling in the spaces.
Yeah, because he stopped the beat. And I was like, I'm filling. And he stopped it. I was like, in these black. And it just started as Polka Dot.
Yeah.
Wow. That's actually a pretty good story. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that's a good name.
Because you were this close to being a millionaire.
A millionaire heart. Like, what?
Thank what? God. Mm. Shout out to Tampa Boy
There's
for
another
stopping.
Angel. Tampa Boy, you're an angel.
He
shout
is.
Out to Tampa
he
Boy
is.
For stopping
he
the
is.
Beat.
He is. Shout out
straight
to
up,
Tampa
man.
Huge
straight
shout out
up.
To Tampa.
All right, so all right, you in the booth now. You made the beats. You go in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep trying to rap, or does Tampa be like, yo, no. Get the fuck out of here, bro?
No, I just did that for the fun of it. But when I put it on MySpace at the time, an artist by the name of Nookie Andrews.
Mm-hmm.
She was big in Gary, Indiana. Shout out to Nookie. Her
shout out to Gary, Indiana.
Yeah,
because
she heard it and. She was like, actually, this is a good concept. And I called a song Happy.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
I called a song Happy.
Ayo.
And it was because I was so happy to be alive. So in the song, I was like, I'm happy because, you know, I'm alive. I just got out the hospital.
Right.
So she heard it and she was like, damn. She called me. She was like, can I use this song? Can I use the beat and that concept? And I sent her the beat. And she did her own verse, and Happy became big in Gary, Indiana.
Oh, that's dope. Oh, that's what's up for her.
Just off my little concept. Yeah. And then from there, I was able to have Shorty Low on my beats because she knew Shorty Low. So everything got intertwined. And
hold on, you just told a whole story.
Yeah, everything
about,
just intertwined.
What's her name?
Nookie Andrews.
Nookie Andrews.
Nookie.
Nookie Andrews.
And then you just told a whole story about Nookie. You was like, shout out to Nookie. Nookie from Indiana.
Nookie
and then just said, and that's how I got Shorty Low on my beats.
It's not something I know. It's not something I talk about.
No, that's a fucking
like,
flex.
I would talk
Fuck
about
that.
That on Instagram every
Fuck
week.
That.
You're going to be tired of hearing from me.
Polka Dot. Y'all know that. That shit's hard, bro.
Sure.
So okay, so how does that start? Like, so you do the beat for Nookie,
mm-hmm.
song becomes big.
Mm-hmm.
Does she just hit you like, yo, I know this guy?
No, I've done crazy. Another crazy story. Right where I live,
mm-hmm.
she was come on, come right on. Right where I live. She was like, hey, come through to this house studio I'm at, or whatever. I went in there and it was a bunch of guys from Gary, Indiana. I think they called themselves like Block Entertainment or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they literally was like, What do you do? I was like, I make beats. What do you use? I was like, Fruity Loops. They started laughing at me. Yeah.
Right.
They started laughing at me like, this little chick used Fruity Loops.
Right.
I went upstairs to where the studio room was. I start playing the beats. And it was like, what? They ran up there and was like, oh, nah, nah, nah. And started writing immediately. And they knew the people that was, who's on the radio right now? DJ Oomph Camp, the Oomph Camp Productions people.
Is this Atlanta radio?
Yeah. This is DJ Monse, all of them that's down here and whatnot.
Block Entertainment is here. They're here. Yeah.
So I don't know who I really was around and they heard my stuff and was like,
that's early Gucci and all that. Block.
They heard Gorilla me. Zone. Yeah.
Get up. Yeah. Leave the studio. We're done. We are done.
I didn't know. Yeah. I wasn't in the music scene. I literally made beats because I like to hear beats. So I'm like, yeah, let me just
do this. Okay, keep going with the story.
Mm-hmm. So they start getting on my beat. This is MySpace time, like I said. Mm-hmm. They start getting on my beats, and I just like to hear people on my beats. So I was just like excited. So she came back to me. Nookie came back to me with a track, and she was like, does this sound familiar? And it was one of my beats, and it had Shorty Low and her on it.
That's what's up.
They, like I said, they all knew each other. They were in the same circle.
Right.
And I did not know it was going to be so, like, something to this day where I'm like, okay.
That's what's up.
I'm proud of myself. You know what I mean?
Quick question, business major. Quick question, business major.
I know. Mm. It was a hobby.
That was my next question,
It was a hobby. We're on the same page.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you, it was a hobby.
These are the dudes, when people say you got to pay your dues, these are the kind of things that you need to learn as young artists, producers, whatever craft you have to learn from by making some mistakes sometimes, man.
You got to do free work, man. Yeah, because
you never know. Sometimes you got to do free work, and other times you can do work with paperwork, you know, at the business right, even if there's no money involved. Because you never know which one of those beats or which one of those shows that you were behind the camera on, or which one of those artists that you engineered or whatever else could be the one that's going to blow. Get your paperwork right. And that's not all about money. It doesn't matter sometimes if you know, you're doing it for free. That's cool. That's
trying
the relationships trump the money. Get your paperwork right so you can own, you know what I'm saying, and make sure that you're going to get paid off of it. I was just messing with you.
No, that's a fact, though. I mean, and I was like 23, 24. I didn't know.
Right.
I had never done beats in my life. I just started like around that time.
Yeah. Don't ever expect people that know better to tell you better too.
Exactly.
That's another thing.
Of course
because,
not.
You know, her beats are fucking fire. Yeah. And they're like, oh, she's too young to know any better.
Let's take advantage.
Let's get it. And you know, not that they was doing it maliciously.
Yeah, just her lack of knowledge.
They use it against you because it's a lot of more paperwork and stuff that you got to go through to get a Swiss Beats or a Timbaland. But then you get some super crazy fire from a Polka Dot Beats, and it's like, oh yeah, you know, we don't need no paperwork. You part of the fam. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Got that a lot.
No. That's normal. That's normal. And you know, saying that you went through it, and we've talked about that before too. Mm-hmm. All right, so go on. So Block ENT, they're getting on your beats.
Yeah.
She comes to you with this song, and she has a Shorty Low feature.
Yeah. I think it was more than one. Unfortunately, I don't know where those songs are. I feel like they're in a CD in my closet.
Oh, right wow. Now. Okay.
Yeah. You know, before the whole sharing of media.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Crazy stuff is just like, I started doing beats really, like I said, just because I liked making beats. I just wanted to hear people on my beats. And then it just became more and more people recognizing me for doing it.
Mm.
And one day, I got a call to be like featured on a mixtape. And at that point, like my beat to be featured, at that point, I was like, because now y'all really about to make money off of me.
Right.
And I'm still, my beat ended up still on the mixtape, but the mixtape as a whole didn't do too well.
Okay.
So when you told them no, did you just say no, you can't use it, or no, I need paperwork first?
I needed paperwork or compensation, because you could just throw your name all over the mixtape and it'd be like, oh, that person made the beat. I need my credit.
And what did they say when you said that?
Ain't nobody stealing your bead.
And so they still didn't offer anything. They still just used your bead.
So again, the other side of that, copyrights, you know, learn the business. Learn the business. This isn't a story of Polka did something, you know what I'm saying? Nah, this happens all day, every day. Mm-hmm. It happens to every creator in every field. This kind of stuff happens. The YouTube creators have come back and be like, such and such stole my YouTube video idea. It happens all the time. Learn how to protect your creations. Mm-hmm. Those are your babies. That's why people call them their babies, because it takes so much to put into it. You know, we went through a lot of trouble before the first episode of this show, just so that somebody couldn't swoop in and steal the Levels podcast or steal the Chart House group.
And it's not expensive to do.
It's not expensive to do. You just have to take the time to do it. And because we could build this up all the way to something big, and then, you know, Spotify could come in and say, no, we're the Levels podcast, and just put two new hosts and say, wait, this is us. Now we have it to the, they can't steal our intellectual property. And that's what that is. That's your intellectual property. And the word intellectual means that you have to be smart about what you're doing. And so that's one of those lessons learned.
Yeah.
That won't happen to her anymore. You know what I'm saying? And from what I'm hearing, she's in the prime now. So if they was going crazy for those beats, even more so at this point. You know what I mean?
Proud of that.
So the journey is like fucking crazy, bro. Like super crazy.
It is.
Where are you now? Are you still making beats now? What is Polka Dot Beats doing when she's not on the Levels podcast? becoming famous. Shout out to us.
Shout out to y'all for real though. I started a beat yesterday. Last night. It's just, if I'm stressed and my mind is cloudy, making a beat, creating is what just picks me up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like I said, a lot of people do it because they just want to make the money. I still have a passion for just creating a beat.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to bop their head. I want people to just like feel it. Because like my Instagram page says, my energy flows through my beats.
Mm-hmm.
So people like my energy when they see me making a beat. I mean, I'm in a dominated, male-dominated, even when playing basketball and whatnot, I used to try to be the best at it or really, really good at it. That's just me competing with myself.
Yeah.
And starting to make beats, you mostly see men doing that. So I wanted to be one of those chicks that's not like extra studdish and whatnot.
Mm.
That's just making something that you don't even know who made it.
So do you have a team now? Do you have management? Do you have a manager? Do you have an assistant? Something like that?
No manager.
Okay. The reason I ask is because it sounds to me like what you're saying is, you are in love with the creation part of it, which is dope, which as you should be.
Yeah.
There should be somebody handling the business part. Mm-hmm. You should be making the beats. They should be making the beats yours.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's somebody that should be doing stuff like that for you. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I wish there was like some like kind of companies out here in the music industry, in our space, who offered services like consultation.
I think I heard of a place.
Like people have the artist back and teach the artist how to become their own, you know, managers and how to manage their own careers.
Okay.
There should be a place like that.
I think I heard of a place.
Really?
Really?
Let me think.
What was the name of it though?
Started something with a C.
Do you know where they were from?
There we go.
I think they're from Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Like the logo is like gold,
gold
and black.
Black.
I spy something with logo. My little eyes.
Golden black logo with a C.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh shit. You're right. So, all right. No, that's not them. It's not them.
I can't think.
Wow.
Chamber?
You should talk to the Chart House Music Group.
Yes.
That is not a shameless plug. I am dead serious.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
If not the Chart House Music Group, somebody should be making sure that your beats become yours.
Definitely.
And you should be doing the creating part.
Get your beats Jay-Z, heard. Get Jay-Z your beats rapped. Out there.
Jay-Z yeah. rapped. Dame Dash made sure that the raps went where he was supposed to go.
Yeah.
Until a time where Jay-Z
stabbed him in the back.
Became. No comment.
Shots
until
fired?
No comment.
Shots fired.
Until a time when Jay-Z was able to take over his own career.
Get the.
You know what I'm saying? So there is.
We're not doing it.
I would like to be at the Rock the Rock
Me
Nation
too.
Brunch.
I got a skinny suit.
You're not invited now, bro. I'm gonna be there chicken and waffles with Jay-Z and Meek Mill. You're not gonna be there, bro.
Wow. Meek Mill not gonna be there.
Meek Mill ain't gonna be there.
Jay-Z, Meek Mill, I love you.
Meek Mill's dissing awesome. Rick Ross.
Salute
Jay-Z
to both of
like
you guys.
Ross more than me.
Salute to Jay-Z,
you're
Rick Ross, and Meek Mill.
You're not gonna
I'd like
be
to
there.
Be at the Rock Nation brunch. Guys.
I got him crying.
Thanks. Wow.
He said thanks.
Yo, I can't
thanks.
Believe this dude, wow. yeah. You sold
don't
me
worry,
out.
Don't worry, guys.
You sold me out for a biscuit.
Next week, the Levels Podcast with
dry
Envy and Polka.
I'm crying.
The Levels Podcast. This guy. It's not going to ruin my chances.
I already thought I'm coming up.
It's not going to ruin my chances at stardom.
Polka don't want to sit near
this
to
guy.
You.
This guy.
Polka this
don't
is fun.
Be near you. You know,
this is actually fun.
You know, ruin my
she
chances
be
at
near
greatness.
You, how fast you throw people
guy.
Under the bus?
I'm loving this.
Throw this guy.
Oh,
you know, throw
what?
My, you know, get my chances at stardom. You crazy? I'm signing away to the highest bidder. He's
no.
over here. He wants to be an independent.
You see this guy?
I'm out of here,
Ryan.
Bro. I'm signing away. I'm signing all over for the
Crying.
First million.
No.
I'm going to sign it all over for a Rockefeller
family. We're going to let this dude keep ran. We're going to let this dude keep ran. And we're going to take
it all
a quick
the way
break.
For a Rockefeller chain.
We're not listening
we'll
to him
right
anymore.
Back. We'll be right back.
You are now tuned in to the Levels Podcast, brought to you in part by the Chart House Music Group. For all your music promotion, marketing strategies, and career branding needs, we in the house, the Chart House Music Group.
All right, we're back, man. We're back on the Levels Podcast
yes, sir,
with
yes,
Polka
sir.
Dot Beats and Polka's Hat.
There we go. Sure, that was my next question, man.
What do you got, bro?
Polka, what's up with the hat, baby?
It's my signature. I'm comfortable. I love hats. I did not know where the heck... For one thing, growing up in Brooklyn, you know the little girls, the little... We used to have our little Babs Bunny...
Shades?
You know, No, the little Lizers. Fitteds, the fitteds
the
with,
fitted
the, with the
yeah.
braids hanging out
right,
under.
Right.
And I was just a hat fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to wear a hat similar to this in high school.
Okay.
And I ended up being, as much as I'm a tomboy, was on the boy on basketball, I ended up being the class of, classiest female in my yearbook.
That's what's
funny
up.
Enough. Mm-hmm. But I had a... My last job, I swear, we had this cowboy party. And one day I just got a smaller version of this. And when I wore it, it was just inseparable. I was like, this is me. No matter what other type of hat I wear, I'm like, this is me.
Right.
So I had that one for a while. And then I graduated last year with a bigger brim. So next year, my hat probably going to be like...
Right, word. Right, facts. Not a
I'm
hat.
I'm going to have a kite on my head.
The hat is definitely a hit, man. The hat is a hit.
This is my signature. And I'm going to tell you, my friend from college...
Great marketing tool.
Thank you. My friend from college drew a picture of me. He saw a picture of me on IG.
Mm-hmm.
And he decided to draw me with my hat on.
Right.
And I was like, this is kind of fire.
Right.
And he was like, yeah, use it. He mailed it off to me and everything, the original picture, which is actually in my parents' living room right now.
Mm-hmm.
So he got it digitized and sent it to me, too. And I ended up making my logo off of it, like...
Yeah.
Because it kind of sets me apart from...
I just had an awesome idea. We're going to talk after the show. Like, seriously.
Ooh.
No. Some, like, immediate money. Yeah.
Ooh. We're on the same
right,
page.
Facts. Ooh. No facts.
We're on the
no
same
facts.
Page.
So the hat became the signature.
Yeah. You'll know
that's
it's me.
Know. Right.
As soon as
right.
I come around, it's like
word.
It's polka. I have other hats. I had a snapback that I had put like these polka dot ribbons on it and whatnot. And for
right.
a while, it was like I like it, but it's not me. It doesn't
yeah,
stand
you
out.
You gotta keep it plain.
Oh yeah, facts. Facts. So y'all know what it is when y'all see the hat.
For sure.
When you see the hat,
YouTube video battles.
And
all you do is see
o'clock,
a hat. You don't see
and it's
her.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. When it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you happen to be up and watching Instagram and a hat comes on the screen,
it's her.
And you see it's probably her. It's
you know
probably
when people
her.
Say they in their bag?
Yeah.
when I'm in, I'm in the hat. I'm
right.
in my bag.
You're in your bag. Hat. That's what's up for real, man.
I'm in my hat, baby.
I'm in my hat, like a rabbit.
Right. So still making beats right now. Anything in particular coming up? Has anybody been reaching out? Like, what do we got going on right now? Or if not, how can they reach out?
I've had some producers hit me up on IG just to work with me. Mm-hmm. But I'm skeptical about those things because it's like, what if I make the beat like a lot better and then you just run off with it?
Okay.
So I get skeptical. Paper, I don't know you, you know what I'm
saying? The Chart House Music Group is how you
P-A-P-E-R.
Exactly. I'm just saying. The Chart House Music Group. Her and OJ's might be able to make something crazy. I think they make, you know, saying OJ's is like fucking dope too. He's from Baltimore. An old friend of mine. Yeah, he's so he's an industry producer.
He was on the show.
Grammy nominated.
Yeah, Grammy nominated.
Check out the episode with him. Yeah, okay. Check out the episode with him. Childhood friend of mine from Baltimore. He's dope.
Okay.
Yeah. You definitely should check out the episode with him and go follow him as well. Okay. Where can they reach you? Anybody that sees this show? We got a lot of rappers. Mm-hmm. Artist Spotlight is one of the biggest segments on the show. They're gonna be hitting you up. How do they find Poker besides looking for that?
Yeah, it literally is that because I used to have Poker the Dots Fit, and that had a lot more followers.
Mm-hmm.
But I was intertwining my fitness with my beats.
Okay.
You'd be seeing me jogging and lifting weights, and then 2 seconds later, I'm like,
right,
making a whole beat, and I'm just
yeah.
So to me, I had to separate them. So I just I had started my Poker the Dots Beats page.
Okay.
And it was just a lot of skepticism with me making Spotify or anything to that nature.
Okay.
So it's guidance that I need because, like I said, it's the creation part that I was more interested in than anything else.
Yeah.
And at Charter House, I'll be all right.
Yeah, here she go. Yes. That's a fact, though. Like, seriously.
It really is.
Like, seriously. So, shout out your Instagram first. First, we'll do that real quick for your beats.
At Polka the Dots Beats. As soon as you put polka in, for the most part, I'm like the first person you find.
Okay.
Crazy enough.
Now, before we close out, where are you on your fitness journey?
Starting over.
I love it.
I had to say that with that
little transparency.
Starting over.
That was transparency. Starting over.
Because I'm thick as fuck.
Right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I used to have an 8-pack, and I'm thick as fuck now.
There's nothing wrong with that, but so you're starting over the journey. Man. The peaches.
I said it on
Georgia.
Thick
peaches falling peaches. From the trees.
The
Mad peaches.
Right. Yo, y'all crazy as hell, man. So you're starting over now. I saw you doing, like, you're doing running and stuff again. Are you doing any more?
Yeah, I got a bike and I have a
I just got a bike too.
Yeah. And I got one of my rooms is completely empty and I'm like, damn, I could just either that or my garage I could use to expand everything. And my mom, once again, she has some stuff at her house because she's like a fitness guru.
Okay.
Like, I stop, she never stopped. Like, my mom looks like she's about my age or younger. If you got you'll see her on my IG.
Go on the IG page. Right. That's right. No, you're right. That's a fact.
She's going to help me out with like getting some equipment. And I might just like, I don't want to do that. I don't like the public gyms anymore.
Okay.
Once I left my job, I used to run a vitamin shop for like 9 years, by the way. I don't think I told you guys that. But once I started doing that, I used to be in the gyms and making all these videos like, oh, here I am. But now I'm just like, after I left vitamin shop, I became so introverted with gyms.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to do things like by myself.
Right. No, I feel you.
I don't want to be in that scenario.
I mean, you can still blog it.
There's a lot of phony stuff there.
Yeah, you can blog it and tell people about your journey. Just out of the inspiration. Your story is, like, super inspirational. And is polka.fit?
Yeah.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, it's literally the same thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's got, like, almost 4,000 followers on that page.
Okay.
But I've been, anytime I do go on there, I'm like, go to my beach page because this is what I'm really doing right now, guys, with my little thick ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to fake the funk.
Right. No, but the starting over is real.
It's natural.
People need to see that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I'm not going to say so quarantine weight.
Yeah, no, fat. No, I am a serial monogamous when it comes to the gym. Same I will here. Go. And I get a 6-month period where I'm in that bitch going crazy, right? I see it, right? I be like, oh shit. I be in here talking my shit. And then I'll hit a downslide.
And then like, that one biscuit like will take a month, forever.
And it'll so take it away forever. It's so that bad, wagon. Bro.
Like,
it's
for
so
real.
Bad, man.
It's so
I fall
easy.
And it's easy to fall off. So people, yes. People like you, if you follow her and she's like, yo, no, realistically, sometimes you fall off.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I'm getting back at it. I'll be more prone to follow you than Mr. Always in the gym, eating right every day, never make a mistake, da da da.
Right.
Like, yo, that's not my my lifestyle.
And sometimes they gloat too much about it, to be honest with you. Like, it discourages you.
No, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It's like, I'm good.
Right. So make sure y'all follow Polka.
Sure, for
dot,
sure.
Polka.
Polka the Dots Beats.
Polka the Dots Beats.
And Polka the Dots Fits. It's the same thing, except you're just switching out the word.
Beats for
so
fits.
As soon as you see Polka the Dots, it's me on both pages.
Follow her. We're gonna get a watch. It's gonna be a great end of the year. No, no,
yo,
stop.
You know,
stop.
Let me tell you something.
We're not saying that. Not on here. We're not talking about that.
Okay.
I was talking about the page.
We're not giving that up on here.
I was about to say some shit.
Yeah, please don't. We are not giving that away on the show. Until it's an announcement. We are
pop
not.
Pop off on me.
I was about to pop off on both of y'all.
Yo, I was just talking about a page, not the
I was gonna keep it.
Not even that.
All right, we're done.
We're not even doing that. All
right.
So, Polka.
Interview over.
I'm so serious.
Keep it going.
I'm so, no, we're not.
Thank you again, Polka.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We really appreciate
it. Seriously.
Nah, yeah, we appreciate
like,
that was
this is a first for me.
Yeah.
You know, normally I'll if there's an interview, I'm going to get a job interview or something. Right. I'm just sitting there like, my possessions, I don't know. I don't care about that. But this is the first time I've been in this whole scenario. So I thank you guys for that opportunity. No,
absolutely,
thank
man.
You.
This Seriously. Is dope, man. This is actually
Seriously.
Dope, man. Like, your story is amazing. There will be more because there's a lot more to Polka story than what we could get
so
here on
more.
This show.
For sure.
And we got a lot more to do, you know what I'm saying, business-wise as well.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Which is why I just had to shut that down just now because they were about to spill all of the beans to
you know
a bunch
what,
of strangers.
Bro? It really don't matter because they're not the Char House Music Group.
That is
know,
a fact.
They can know whatever they want to do. They
should
can't
get
execute.
An air horn.
We don't. I'm not divulging.
They can't execute
any trade secrets around here. But no, seriously though, thank you for doing this with us. We really, really appreciate
it. I appreciate
keep
you
working.
Guys.
It's going to happen.
Thank
one
you.
Thing we've learned from doing this podcast is that as long as you keep doing it and staying consistent. That it will pop.
Yes.
That's a fact. It's going to happen for you. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Make sure that you guys are checking us out at The Levels Pod on Instagram. Make sure you check me out, CHMG_ENVIE. Remember, I am not a DJ. Do not get me sued. I am not that light-skinned guy. Where can they reach you, bro?
At Mixed by Gels, MixedByGels. MixedByGels.com. Let's get it.
Get your wireless earphones, Mix My Gels wireless earphones as soon as possible. Link in the bio and all three of our Instagram pages. Merch. Get your Chart House Music Group merch, your Levels Podcast merch. We got shirts, hats, shoes, masks, potatoes, potatoes, greens, beans, and we got everything. Go in there.
I was about to hit the beatbox on them.
Sorry, that just worked. It just went, bro. It just went. You know,
man,
seriously,
we out of here, man.
We need y'all to buy the merch, man. Support the show.
Definitely
please
buy the
support
merch,
the
man.
Show, man. This is how we bring y'all great content.
Look at this shirt, man. Look
yeah,
at this
absolutely,
shirt.
Man.
Oh,
you
I didn't notice the chain.
You can't
That's
get
fire.
One of these. You cannot
can't
get
that.
One of these on the link in the bio. Don't play me.
I don't even
That's
have
fire.
One.
Don't play yourself. Okay? But anyway, we'll see y'all next
fire.
Week.
Maybe I'll get a chain next week.
You got to get one of these chains, bro. I mean, listen, man, this ain't in the link.
The Char House blessed me, though. That's all.
That's a big fact. Hey, we're going to see y'all next week, man, on the Levels Podcast.
Yes, sir.